At least 65 people were killed and more than 200 injured when two trains collided in the Indian state of West Bengal. State police say Maoist rebels sabotaged the line. We've got details now with the BBC's Sanjoy Majumdar. He joins us from Delhi. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what happened here?
Well, this accident took place very early in the morning here in India. A high-speed express train, which was on its way from Calcutta, which is a city in the east, to Mumbai on the west, was travelling through a slightly remote stretch of West Bengal state when it appears, according to the police, a section of the track was removed, about a section about a foot and a half wide, which was, according to them, sawed off. And this led to the express train derailing. Several carriages were flung off the tracks and unfortunately onto a section of the track right next to it where a goods train was travelling in the opposite direction, a freight train. And in the impact and collision that followed, that's when a lot of the people died and were badly wounded.
What makes state police think that it was Maoist rebels who removed the track?
Well, first of all, it took place in an area that's known to be a Maoist stronghold. This is a fairly remote area, very poor area. Part of it is jungle. And it's a part of eastern and central India where the Maoists for some time now have wielded considerable power. It's also a tactic that they've used before. Mainly, they tend to focus or target security forces or police stations. But they have been known to blow up sections of rail track before. But they've never really had the kind of accident we've seen today. I think part of the reason being that the goods train happened to be travelling at the same time. And that's what made the situation infinitely worse. The police also say they found a couple of posters by the side of the track suggesting that the Maoists were behind this.
Well, the Maoist insurgents actually brought down the government in Nepal not all that long ago. Is the Maoist insurgency in India as organized and as powerful as it is in the neighbors?
It's been described by no less than the Prime Minister of India, Manmohan Singh, in more than one occasion over the past couple of years as the single biggest threat to India's internal security. More people have died in Maoist violence than they have in militant violence or sectarian violence in places like Kashmir or northeast India, where there are known militant groups operating. And I think what's putting the government under tremendous pressure is they don't quite know how to tackle this. In certain parts of India, the Maoists have tremendous appeal because they claim to represent some of India's poorest people who've been completely left out of India's economic boom. And as a result, there are not many in government who think that taking a very hard line by sending in the army or the armed forces is the right way to go. At the same time, when they're confronted with attacks and violence of the type that the Maoists have carried out in recent weeks and months, they're coming under pressure to do something to respond to this. So it's a very difficult situation.
So they expect that violence could actually increase.
Well, over the past few weeks, we've seen a massive escalation in Maoist violence. In April, there was the biggest ever attack when 76 state troopers were killed by the Maoists. So it's a challenge that's just mounting with every passing day.
Sanjoy Majumdar, the Delhi correspondent for our partner, the BBC, is talking about a train accident when 65 people were killed, more than 200 injured. Two trains collided in India this morning.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.